If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to return to nature. Return to nature funeral home, that is.
Some plea deals trying to be worked out right now. This is the Colorado funeral home that had piled 189 bodies in their facility and basically let them kind of meld together on Kmart shelves that they brought in. And it was pretty much a shit show. We've been talking about this now for about a year, I think. Carrie Hulford, 46, and her husband John Hulford, 43, the former owners of the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose, Colorado, currently considering separate plea offers in both their state and federal cases. The couple faces multiple charges, including the 189 bodies piled in their facility, giving families falsified death certificates and fraudulently obtaining COVID relief funds. It's probably like one of the most gruesome, crazy COVID relief stories I've heard. And there's been a lot of them, but this is like, this just takes the cake of a way to get COVID money.
I just don't understand the need for a funeral home to get it, because wasn't that money meant for companies, businesses that had to shut down to keep them afloat, like restaurants, movie theaters, playhouses, those kind of things, concert venues, things that you couldn't go to that were kind of optional?
Yeah.
Funeral home during a pandemic is going to be booming with fucking business. Yeah. Why did they need that?
Clearly it was. Well, there obviously wasn't a whole lot of oversight to any of that as it took place. And people were just getting checks for next to no reason at all. And it's a ridiculous statistic. It's what, 70, 80% of the money they believe was fraudulently obtained. And they just, like, nobody was checking it. It's like you wrote it and said, hey, I think I need this. Here's a check.
They're just catching up to people,
but they only have the resources to go after like the really big ones. And I think a majority of it was, you know, smaller things that they're never going to get caught back up to. They're just going to have to be like, it's not worth it anymore. And how do you prove it? In some of these cases, it seemed like you just check a box and you get a check is how that worked. The Hulford,
I wish I had known.
I know.
I mean, not that I would have done anything like that, but, you know, a couple $100 might have been nice.
No, I'm a business owner. I mean, it seemed like all you had to do is apply and they'd give you money. I mean, and if you're just going to, I mean, you don't do it ridiculously. You're like, okay, I got a business and this is what I got for employees. What do I qualify for? Do it all in the up and up. But there really seemed to be no reason that they would not give you a check at that point in time. It was pretty much you apply, you get it. And I just said, I don't need it. I'm good. I'd rather it go to, you know, businesses that really, truly do need it. But not everybody else had that same outlook. It's clear.
No, they didn't.
The Hallfords were scheduled to appear in El Paso County District Court on Thursday for arraignment. However, John Hallford was not present as he was not transferred from a federal detention facility in Littleton. El Paso County Deputy District Attorney Rachel Powell addressed the situation, stating, there are some complicated factors with this case because there's also a federal case pending to allow defense counsel to advise their clients with this case going on, as well as the federal case. We felt that the early October deadline would allow them sufficient time to do that. Prosecutors from the 4th Judicial District have extended the plea deal to the Hallfords. If accepted, John Hallford would plead guilty to 190 counts of abuse of a corpse and serve 20 years in the Department of Corrections concurrent with his federal sentencing. Kerry Hallford would also plead guilty to 190 counts of abuse of a corpse and serve 15 to 20 years in the DOC concurrent with federal sentencing. The plea offers are set to expire on October 4th. The couple's charges stem from allegations that they accepted payments from families for cremations, but instead of cremating the bodies, they stacked the 189 bodies in their Penrose facility and provided families with quickcrete in place of ashes. In early October, Fremont County Sheriff's deputies responded to reports of a foul odor emanating from the Return to Nature funeral home, formerly located at 31 Werner Road. Upon investigation, they discovered the bodies in various states of decomposition. It takes a lot of smell to, because this place is kind of by itself out there. So I imagine you drive down the road, your windows are open, you're like, what the hell is that? You think, oh, maybe it's crop fertilizer or something. Like, oh, no, it's the funeral home.
That's not good.
No. By October 13th, all decedents were removed from the facility and transported to the El Paso County Coroner's Office for identification. Michael Allen, the district attorney for the 4th Judicial District, is prosecuting the case, as the funeral home was centered in Colorado Springs. The Hallfords were arrested on November 8th in Oklahoma after prosecutors alleged they fled to avoid prosecution. Following their release on bond, the couple faced additional federal charges in April, including 15 counts of wire fraud and aiding and abetting. These charges included fraudulently obtaining more than $880,000 in COVID relief funds. Additionally, the Hallfords face a class action lawsuit in Fremont County on behalf of at least 13 families. The lawsuit aims to hold them accountable for the emotional and financial damage inflicted upon the families who believe their loved ones are being cremated respectfully. The Hallfords are due to appear again on September 20th for arraignment in El Paso County District Court as their legal battles continue. The community and affected families await justice and resolution. Quote, we understand the gravity of this case and the impact it's had on the families involved, said Deputy District Attorney Rachel Powell. We are committed to ensuring that justice is served and the Hallfords are held accountable for their actions. That would be an interesting one when you're when they're in jail or in prison. What are you in here for? How do you answer that question?
Yeah, abuse of 189 corpses. Mm-hmm. 190. Wait a minute. 189 bodies, but 190 counts.
I know. I find that kind of interesting. Maybe they found an extra one somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Or just rounding up. Why not?
Jeez. I got nothing. I mean, this is just, it's just such a gross case. And we've had a couple of situations come up where we've had stories about Colorado and their lack of oversight of the funeral industry. Mm-hmm. And so if there is a silver lining to this case, it's that they finally kind of looked at their system and went, okay, we need to do better for families. We need to do better for the environment. We need to just do better. So now there's a little bit of oversight. Is it going to help? I don't know.
I'm looking here. I'm looking.
Remember the case that there was a body sitting in the back of a hearse for like six months?
Yeah.
That was Colorado.
I found.
God, it wasn't somewhere that's hot.
I found the 31 Werner Road on Realtor.
No.
But I think they tore it down, didn't they? You can kind of see that.
Yeah, I thought they did.
You can see the building.
They had to.
Yeah, you can kind of see the building a little bit in the background. I don't think it's currently, it's not listed anymore, but it, yeah, it's there. I'm going to go to Google Maps because it doesn't like automatically show me the image. Let's see what the satellite brings up. There's the building. And let's put the little man on the road and take a look.
Do you ever go driving around on Google Maps online? Like just, you know, what? Visiting your old places, your old haunts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always interesting to do that.
It's fun.
There's the funeral home. There's like the sign is like tipped over in the front yard. It doesn't look very inhabited. I don't know. I wonder how old this photo is. Does it show you on here?
Yeah, there should be a date.
August of 23 is when this last one was.
Oh, well, that was about a year ago. Interesting.
When did this all go down, though? What was the date?
I think it was last year at this time. Let's see. They were arrested in October, November?
Yeah, but what year? Was it last year that they were arrested?
Well, this was going on during COVID, so I think 2020 is when a lot of these families weren't getting the bodies back.
Okay. So this would have been, yeah. Because I'm wondering if the picture I'm looking at here on Google Images, like literally there's bodies in the building.
Yeah, I bet there were. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, and again, there's not a lot near this thing. It's like on a frontage road. There's like a storage unit next to it. Looks like some sort of construction thing over there. So, yeah, I mean, it would have to really stink to, I think, have anyone notice unless you're like walking in and out of the facility. But I wonder, like, they had all these bodies in this building and all these clients that, you know, let's go to give the body to the funeral home. How did no one ever go to the building? Or was maybe, did they have a different office somewhere and this was just kind of where they were storing them?
It's very possible. And, you know, obviously during the start of the pandemic, when all of that was going on, you couldn't go into places.
That's true too. I forgot about
that
part. So
they probably held people off because they probably weren't embalming people because this was a back to nature kind of a thing. It was a green burial. So they probably felt if somebody, you know, were infectious.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
I did find a picture and it's extremely disturbing. It's from the dailycaller.com. I'm looking at 5 body bags. Obviously there's bodies in them and it looks like a prison is what it looks like. If this was the funeral home, I mean, it looks like it is.
Yeah.
The one that we're talking about, this looks like a third world country prison is what it looks like.
It kind of does. It has that vibe to it.
So you're seeing what I'm looking at.
Yeah. I'm looking at the building.
That's not, I mean, I've been to some funeral homes and they're really quite nice. They all look like this. Oh my God.
Yeah. Or like a really like shitty restaurant. Like nobody goes like, oh, you don't want to eat there. It's not good anymore, but still kind of kicking away in business. Oh God. Yeah. I remember these photos when they came out last year when they were, wow. Oh, there you go.
It's just bad.
October 4th is how long they have to decide if they're going to take the plea deal or not. I don't know. What do you think you do? What do you take the 20 years or do you roll the dice and try to fight this thing in court?
I don't know how you can fight it. I mean,
yeah,
you can take these people's ashes and test them. It's Quikrete.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your fraud. And then the fact that they did this to these poor bodies, my God, what the hell, people? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's a new level of depravity on this one. But all right, we'll see what the next move is for Carrie and John.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else? Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.